WCRI's festival series highlights one of our community's greatest musical traditions, the Newport Music Festival. Since 1969, the Newport Music Festival has hosted over 2,000 concerts in Rhode Island's most prestigious venues, while presenting world-renowned and emerging classical music artists from around the globe. The Newport Music Festival has left an indelible mark on our music history here in Rhode Island, as well as around the world. Now, here's host Mike Mano, along with the festival's executive director, Pamela Pantos.
Hello, everyone. Welcome back to the Newport Music Festival's special program with Pamela Pantos, the executive director. I'm Mike Mano. And Pamela, once again, we're talking about another special event coming up in just a few days.
It's hard to believe. I feel like the season just ended, but I guess it never ends in Newport. You're right. We will be having the Neve Trio come to the Newport Art Museum to perform this Saturday on Saturday, October 26th. And as usual, we make it an event and a complete evening. So not only do you have a concert, but the doors open at 6 and you are invited to partake of wine and beautiful appetizers. You enjoy the first half of the concert and then at intermission can do the same, a glass of wine or a beer or something and some desserts. And then the second half of the concert.
That sounds great.
And in addition to that, you wander the art museum. The art museum is a great partner and they allow us to use the galleries as well.
It is beautiful.
So it's a great evening and it's only $50 and tickets are on sale. We only have a few left, to be perfectly honest, for this concert. And tickets are on sale at newportmusic.org or you can call the box office at 401-849-0700. So perhaps a little bit about this wonderful concert. We are featuring the Neve Trio. And since forming in 2010, this unusual piano trio has, you know, done incredible things. They've performed at mostly Mozart and many of the most famous chamber music festivals in the world. So the trio is formed of violinist Anna Williams, cellist Mikhail Veselov, and pianist Eri Nakamura. And they've received awards and all kinds of praise, and I really love the way they put their programs together. So the trio has appeared frequently as soloists for Beethoven's Triple Concerto, as well as they've had lots of residency positions at Brown University, San Diego State, the Banff Center in Canada. And as I said, they've received many awards. So this evening, we are actually going to open our program with Neve's recording of the piece that they're playing to open our Saturday night concert, namely Debussy's Piano Trio in G Major. So it's wonderful that our listeners can hear a recording of their own piece. So we're going to hear the first movement marked Andantino con moto allegro, which means, you know, with a motor of allegro, a motor of happiness, but sort of a moderate tempo. This comes from the Neve Trio's album entitled French Moments, and it was recorded in 2018 on Shandos Records. And it includes the only known piano trios by Debussy, Fauré, and Roussel. French Moments was featured on WQXR's list of the best new recordings of 2018. And it was also featured in BBC's Music Magazine, and they stated, "The performances balance passion with sensitivity and grace." And the Strad said that the trio has eloquent phrasing and deft control of textures. So I hope you'll enjoy this first movement.
We'll listen to it now, then take a short break and be back with more. Thank you.
Thank you.
The Newport Music Festival, always the subject of our program this time of night on Sunday evening. I'm Mike Mano, sitting with Pamela Pantos, the executive director, and we're talking about a concert that's coming up in just a few days, next Saturday. And Pamela, people can still buy the few remaining tickets, right?
Yes. Please go to our website, newportmusic.org, or call the box office at 401-849-0700. So what's interesting about this concert is the first two pieces stay in the key of G major. So we heard the Debussy, and we're going to move on. But before we talk about that piece, I'd like to say something about keys. Because so many people think that, oh, the composer just picks a key and you know, writes in it. But that's not really true. And I think that when you start listening to pieces in the same keys, you can hear that they do have a quality of their own. Just like a shade of blue evokes something visually, a key evokes something orally. And the association of musical keys was really common before the 20th century. I mean, these keys actually meant something, and there was actually a work that was a treatise about what each key evoked. So when Mozart or Beethoven or Schubert wrote a key in, for example, let's say A flat major, they were well aware that this was the key of the grave and knew that many of the people in the audience would be aware that that had a very desolate, solemn kind of sound. And the key of G major that the Debussy was in this next piece is sort of idyllic and lyrical, as you heard, sort of calm and satisfied and tender gratitude. It's also the key of love. So you can hear that in the music. I thought I'd just point that out. So the next piece, the next piece on the Neve Trio's program is Beethoven's Piano Trio, Opus 121. And this is based on the theme by a contemporary of Beethoven's, Wenzel Müller, and it is called Ich bin der Schneider Kakadu, which means I am the tailor, and his last name was Kakadu. And Beethoven loved the melody, and he took it and he created these themes and variations. What's interesting about the piece is we believe that he originally wrote it in 1803, which is considered Beethoven's early period. So again, he was experimenting with themes and variations. However, it wasn't published until 1824, 21 years later, which is Beethoven's late period when you think of his very short life. So the piece went through many iterations. And one thing that we know, we have a lot of Beethoven's manuscripts, is that he was an editor. He would edit a piece until he was totally satisfied with it, crossing whole movements out, throwing things away. And so this composition that we now have, we truly believe was one that he was quite satisfied with. So we are going to hear it in its entirety. It's a bit lengthy, so we'll see what we can do here in terms of timing, but this is being played by the St. Peter Trio, and again, it's in the key of G major, and you'll hear this sort of rustic theme throughout.
All right, we'll listen to it in its entirety and take a short break and be back with more. Thank you. Pamela Pantos, the Executive Director of the Newport Music Festival, is here with me this evening, as usual. I'm Mike Mano, and we're listening to some beautiful music, and Pamela, we're going to try to squeeze in some more.
So we are going to play, again, three recordings by the Neve Trio of pieces that they're playing on this concert on Saturday night, which I think is so exciting for our listeners to hear the music before they actually get to go to the concert. So this album was called Celebrating Piazzolla, and it captures the composer's rich legacy. And the arrangements were made by one of Piazzolla's longtime colleagues, José Bragato, and another protege, Leonardo Suarez Paz. And so Gramophone described this recording of the Four Seasons of Buenos Aires as thrilling, having wild energy, and electrifying. So they took these four pieces that are sort of the Four Seasons by Piazzolla and had them arranged for piano trio, and it was included on the list of best classical recordings of 2018 by the Arts Fuse. So you're in for a real treat. We're going to hear three movements, Primavera, of course, spring, verano, summer, and autunno, which is fall. So we'll hear those three, and I certainly hope that everyone will be so inspired by this music that they'll buy those last couple of seats available for this concert.
Excellent. Hope to see you all there. And then we'll see you next time right here with the Newport Music Festival.
Thank you for listening to WCRI's Festival Series featuring the Newport Music Festival. For more information on the festival, special seasonal concerts, to purchase tickets, or to donate, call 849-0700 or visit newportmusic.org.